Where did you meet your like significant other? This is kind of a combined question too, but I'm also wondering if you would ever date a coworker. The story comes out of Cracker Barrel in Virginia. 5 years ago, Katrina and Travis Nelson fell in love while serving up biscuits and gravy at their local Cracker Barrel. He was a cook and she was a server, and they became, as Katrina said, a Cracker Barrel couple. It was actually kind of cool. After they tied the knot, they went immediately back to Cracker Barrel and took photos because a lot of their friends had to work. Like, that's where everybody was, their friends and their coworkers. So they got some good shots inside of the Cracker Barrel. And I just think it's kind of interesting. Like, that's where they met and that's where they're at. Like, if I was to get married where I met my wife, Lindsay, it would be at like an outdoor kind of a little small concert venue.
I thought it would be at the Twitter headquarters.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm asking. We technically met that way, but I guess in person. Are we doing it like Twitter then?
I would go to the Twitter headquarters.
Yeah, so would you then go to like the Bumble headquarters, or where would you go?
The Instagram headquarters, right?
No, for the Egyptian?
Yeah, where'd you meet the Egyptian?
I met him, I mean, the very first time he picked me up and took me to a nice steakhouse, right. But we were set up by somebody.
Yeah, so, but didn't he first message you through like Instagram, or no, did he have your phone number?
No, we were set up by a friend.
Right, and he gave the phone number, so he first messaged you.
He texted me after his friend gave him my phone number. I wouldn't count that. Because, you know what I mean? Like, being set up by somebody makes it different. If he would have direct messaged me on Instagram, then yeah, it would be like Instagram or something. But he didn't do that. Like, we were set up.
833-JOE-ALEX. Where would yours be? 833-563-2539. Live the Web Girl. What about you and Jewel Daddy?
So we met through my boss at LA Fitness, the gym that I work at.
Okay.
On the side. And he actually, my boss knew that he was kind of interested in me because he had seen me at the gym.
Ooh.
And so one night I was going out like downtown to the bars, and I texted like people I work with and like, hey, anyone going out? Like, let's meet up. And then he told his like friend, my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, was like, hey, that girl that you think is really cute is going out. You have to come out with us. I know you're planning on going to your parents this weekend, but like, come on, just stay. Come out with us. And then we met at the bar, and
he had his
the
jewel.
Rest is history.
Yep, hitting that vape.
This topic is giving me anxiety.
Why, pork chop?
Because I don't want to go.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hold on, I'll take a call, and then you can maybe tell us. Good morning, who's this?
Hi, this is Courtney.
Courtney, where did you meet your significant other at, like, for the first time?
I met my husband almost 11 years ago at the BP gas station.
No way! Was one of you working there, or you guys were just both pumping gas?
No, actually, I was a junior in high school, and we were running away from a friend at the Plainfield Qdoba, so we pulled into the gas station there. And he had a very nice 83 GMC. Truck, beautiful lifted old truck. So I told my guy friend that I thought his truck was hot. I liked the truck. And being 17, he thought it'd be hilarious to run over and tell this guy that I thought he was hot. And so Blaine comes over and he introduces himself. And I didn't want to be rude, so of course I introduced myself. And he was in high school, so I felt it was okay to go ahead and give him my number. Needless to say, 2 months later, I needed a prom date, and so I reached out to him. We did hang out just as friends a couple times here or there. And here we are, 10 years later, married with a daughter, and we're going to give out a gas gift card at our next vow renewal for whoever.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I love it.
Yeah, will you let producer Porkchop know where that is so he can get some of those gas cards? He would appreciate that.
Hey, absolutely.
That is such a cool story. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. And if you were to get married for the first spot you met that significant other, where would it be at?
It would be Talbot Street downtown, the gay bar.
Oh, at the gay bar.
Yes.
Do you remember that night, what you drank, what the atmosphere was like?
It was pumping. I don't really remember exchanging phone numbers, but somehow we did, and we started talking after that, and here we are 6 years later.
What song reminds you of that night?
Cher, do you believe in love?
Lady Gaga.
Bad, bad, bad romance.
I'm trying to think the popular gay bar songs.
I can't remember what So Call Me Maybe. I think that was the...
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Wow. Okay. So did you say you are married yet or you're going to be? Because that would be like a great song for you guys to come into.
Yeah.
We are married. We didn't have a wedding yet, but we are having a wedding in July.
Well, you're welcome for the pro tip.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's a little something to take you back to that wonderful night. Hey, thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
You're like, hey, girl, how's it going? What are you doing here?
Call me maybe.
Oh, that is so awesome. It's too bad I was already in a relationship then. That would have been a good one right there. Like, hey, call me maybe. Let's go to Ashley. Hey, Ashley. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, Ashley?
Well, I was calling in to tell you how me and my husband met.
How'd you guys meet?
So it was first in eighth grade, and then we didn't talk until freshman year, and I showed him my chichis in the stairway hallway, and we've been married ever since.
Oh my God! That's amazing!
That is a great example of love at first sight. I'm sure he fell in love with that.
Love at first headlight.
Yes, it sure was love at first headlight.
Oh, I love it. Ashley, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. If you couldn't get through this morning, hit us up on our social media. Tweet us. Let us know where you met each other, at Joe and Alex show.